we are pro entrepreneurship and the catalyst for business funding. With more than 40 years in the industry, we have a sincere passion for people. In the same amount of time it takes you to drink a Bellini, we'll share tips, tricks, and best practices for funding your business dreams. Cheers. All right, hello and welcome to our next episode of Bellinis with Benetrends. This is Allie Krause, VP of Marketing here at Benetrends Financial. And today I am welcoming one of our very own. Today I have on the podcast with me John Hagato, who is our Director of Operations here at Benetrends. Welcome, John.
Hello, Allie. Thank you for having me.
Sure thing. First time on the podcast. So I'm excited to have someone in-house because you are the expert in all things SBA funding. And today we are going to bust some myths about SBA. I'm sure this is part of your life, John, but for those listeners out there, our brokers, our franchisor partners, the franchise industry in general wants to know what myths we're busting today. So today we are going to talk about a couple emails that we've actually received. These are emails you get all the time. I see them come in through the website, through our chat bot, through our marketing email. So I'm actually going to read one of those emails today, John, and I'm going to have you bust the myth of what we're hearing. Are you ready to get started?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. So the first email that we recently got started with, "Hi, Benetrends friends. I hope this email finds you well. I'm currently in the process of planning for a franchise business, and I intend to utilize your funding services. However, I have some concerns regarding collateral for the SBA loan that I hope you can clarify. My most significant worry is the potential risk to my home. Can it be taken by the bank if, for unforeseen reasons, I happen to miss a payment?" Whoa. I just got like goosebumps imagining my own home being put up for collateral. So help us with this question, John. I know it's one you hear a lot. This email goes on with actually a couple more paragraphs, but just to keep it short today, we hear the word collateral all the time. So can you just kind of clear up what that fear is for people and whether this is true or if it's actually a myth?
Yes, absolutely. It is true in part. However, there's no need to be alarmed by this requirement or this SBA rule. The basic fact is that the SBA requires banks and lenders to look for collateral. They must attempt to secure a loan as much as possible. However, their first option is to look at business assets within the business, the franchise that they are financing. So only secondarily comes the personal assets. However, it is extremely rare and uncommon for a bank to take any serious action against personal assets, right? Banks are not in the business of liquidating and having personal homes and assets on their balance sheet. So they really want to make sure that the loan payment is being made. We've seen really no scenario or situation where a bank has actually taken a borrower's home or personal asset as collateral. I would say that in a very extreme situation, let's say if somebody disappears, meaning they are not making a loan payment, there is no communication between them and the bank, then of course the bank will try and reach out and find a solution. And there are many solutions that can be targeted and looked at before a bank taking action against a home. So that is a very last case, worst case scenario. And we've only seen it happen once out of thousands of loans that we've helped secure.
So overall note to the borrowers are out there, make your payments and don't disappear and move to Alaska. Right, John?
Exactly.
Perfect. All right. Our second email and topic actually comes about the recent news about the SBA directory, which if you follow the Benetrends social channels or any of the content we put out, we've talked about this a lot lately and been really at the forefront of making sure that our franchisors feel safe and aware of what's changing in SBA. And obviously by the time this podcast is published, Let's be real, it could change again. However, we've gotten a lot of comments, even concerns, a little bit of worry about that directory. So the next email I actually received directly through our website says, "Hi, Benetrends. I'm writing about my concerns about the removal of the SBA directory. As a potential franchisee who is planning to use Benetrends, this change has made me very anxious. I'm unsure of the impact this will have on me and the franchise brand I'm currently considering. I'm worried about possible delays in the funding process. And my last question is, could the bank's inability to find the franchise on the directory be a sign that I should reconsider my brand?" So, John, before you answer this myth or reality of what's happening, I do want to clarify that most of the questions we've, as a company at Benetrends, have been addressing has really focused towards the franchisor. So, I found this one interesting because it came from a potential franchisee who was looking at a certain brand. So, we've answered the franchisors. Can you help this potential franchisee feel more confident or more understanding about the directory with the brand that they're looking at?
Yes, of course, and I would reiterate what you mentioned too, that this is kind of an ongoing thing and could change in terms of the directory existing and coming back. I know that there is also legislation that is ongoing to bring the directory back, so we may see that in the very near future. However, for the time being now, there are very few franchise brands that are not on the directory. That is one of the first things that a brand we advise to get on the directory and to have that status there. However, worst case scenario, if let's say they are not on the directory, there are situations where the bank can request information, data, research information that helps them have similar or almost the same type of information which the directory provided in a way. So there, it's important to have a brand and to do research and to be able to provide that information to the bank, which is also something that Benetrends is very active in. So any project, any franchise brand that we work with, we put together as much data and as much information that we can provide our lenders with to give them that comfort. And eventually ability to lend to that brand.
And John, would you also be comfortable or confident in telling these prospective franchisees that that's why they have a trusted partner in Benetrends? Because you can work directly with these people to explore the brands that they're looking at and give them our experience as well.
Exactly. Yes. Many times we may have a potential borrower that is looking at multiple brands. Multiple options, and we want to make sure that we're vetting that brand and that franchise ahead of time before offering our qualification for financing.
Great. Yeah, thank you. I think that's a great point, and we're happy that this particular person reached out because we can work with them directly to work through those brands. And I think as a company, Benetrends feels confident that with or without the directory, we can continue to get funding done.
Absolutely.
And last up today could be its own podcast, probably, but we still have some time. So we're going to talk about rates a little bit and how SBA loan rates can actually impact a business. So our last email came from somebody who said, "My main concern stems from my understanding that SBA rates fluctuate. I'm worried about these changes and how they could potentially affect the financial health of my business. If you could, can you give me some insight into how rate changes might significantly influence my business bottom line?" This was a very long email, John, and again, I'm sure we could really go into rates, but could you give us just some high-level support for people who, unlike a house or a car, are very nervous about this route of funding? And what are some of those very high-level things you can tell somebody to kind of ease those nerves and bust the myth that you should not open a business with SBA due to rate fluctuations?
Of course, we understand and we see that franchisees and borrowers can be sensitive to the interest rate and valid, definitely something to consider. However, when you look at the actual figures and the monthly payment and the impact that, for example, a quarter or a half a percentage point may have on let's say a $250,000 loan, that could be less than $100 a month difference. In other words, it would not have an impact on the performance of the business. At least we would hope that $100 would not make or break a business, right? So, therefore, it has a much smaller impact than what it seems to be overall, I would say. And secondly, I would also add that the interest rate where it stands currently seems to be at its peak. There's a lot of chatter, there's a lot of talk of the interest rate eventually coming down. And yes, for a startup leasehold project, the majority of the rates will be variable. However, that is going to be an advantage because as the federal funds rate comes back down, your rate will also eventually come back down. So nobody has a crystal ball per se, but I would say there's a high probability that within the next year, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, the rate will definitely come back down and you will be able to have a low rate again.
Great. Thank you, John. And again, I think we should do a whole separate podcast talking about rates, but
There's a lot to it. Absolutely. I mean, banks are charging, I would say, not charging, but they are really prioritizing even fixed rates now because they too anticipate the rate to eventually come down. So they're charging premiums for a variable rate in some cases. And that shows that the data and I would say historically, the chances of it coming down now is quite high.
good. Well, fingers crossed for a prosperous and exciting new year ahead of us in SBA funding. John, with that, we're going to wrap up. And if somebody wants to get a hold of you personally, who's listening to this podcast, how can someone reach out to you, John? What's the best way?
I'm active on LinkedIn. That's a perfect way to reach me or send me a message on LinkedIn. So John Hygeto, and you can search for me there through Benetrends, and I'd be glad to connect with you, assist, answer any questions, and work together with you as well.
Perfect. Thank you so much, John. And for anyone else listening, for more podcasts, you can visit our website at www.benetrends.com or reach out to us on any of the social channels. We'll see you next time for a Bellini with the Benetrends team. Thanks, John.
Thanks for having me, Allie.